The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Taxi show.
Just yesterday, I caught a wild bird with my bare hands, and then I set it free, because that's just who I am. When you love something, you set it free.
But first, you must catch it with your bare hands. That's the rule.
And now, my friend Eric Metaxas, who is a lot like that caught bird.
Fly, little Eric, fly. Be free and fly.
Fly to your microphone in the mountains. Yawk! Yawk!
Hey, thanks, Todd. I appreciate that. Yeah. Albin, it's Friday.
We love it.
It's Friday.
I know.
And in hour one, we talked to my friend, Dr. Marty McCary. Hey, Marty.
Marty.
Have you seen the movie Marty?
Oh, yeah.
I love that
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you go down to the Rosalanda Ballroom and pick up some nice tomatoes? Marty McCary, and then we talked to John Zmirak.
Yeah.
And what are we doing now? Oh, we're going to talk about Harry Truman.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, in this hour, we're talking about Harry Truman. There's a book out called I Am Cyrus about Harry Truman and his relationship with Israel. Absolutely fascinating. I love this. If you listen to this program, you get a history lesson.
Oh, you do.
We recorded somebody recently talking about Teddy Roosevelt. We aired something recently about Eisenhower. I mean, you kind of pick up these pieces that you may have missed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that. So in a few minutes, we're going to learn about Harry Truman, the haberdasher, and President of the United States.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, really.
It is fascinating. And I should say that sometime tonight, I'm going to be up in Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Talking at the Moody Center. It's in Northfield, Massachusetts. I don't know if I'm speaking at 7 o'clock or 7:30 or 8 or whatever, but I'm speaking. I'm signing books in Northfield, Massachusetts, and tomorrow morning in Northfield, Massachusetts. And then we go to Camp of the Woods.
Oh, wow.
Which is a Christian camp in the Adirondacks.
Mm.
And I'm speaking there next Tuesday. It's some kooky stuff. I also should say that next week, we have a great stuff planned. One of the heroes. What a hero. His book is God's Double Agent. We're going to get him in the studio. We have Ravi Zacharias Part 2, because we didn't air the whole thing with him. And then, of course, we're going to do a special. We're going to do three shows on the moon landing because, oh, my goodness.
It was pretty big
moon
news.
Moon landing. We're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary next week. Incredible. We've got Zmirak in the studio following that. That's the following week.
That's right.
We've got some of this stuff planned out pretty well here. Anyway, I just wanted to be really, really clear that we've got some awesome stuff coming up. Now, today I just learned, actually I heard this last night, the ESPN voted the athlete of the year. James, did we get this right? That was yesterday, Thursday, I guess they made the announcement. So this is the first time we're on the air since the announcement was made. Male athlete of the year for the ESPYs, and the guy's a Greek guy.
Oh,
Yanni Adetokubo.
Okay.
Now, Yanni Adetokubo, the Greek fellow who won this fantastic prize, he's also black. Now, how many? When you think of a Greek guy, you don't think of a black guy, right?
No.
This guy is 100% Greek, and he's black.
Okay.
And in fact, I had a friend. My friend. I'm trying to think how many years ago this was, but a friend of mine. I'll just say Frank. I don't want to give his name out on the air, but Frank is black, and he said that his cousin was in the Greek Parliament. And I thought, it's kind of interesting when you think of Europe, you forget that there is some, we have a lot of diversity here, but they have some diversity there. So this huge, amazing African from Africa who's now, you know, who grew up in Greece, he speaks Greek, you know, like a total native because he is a native Greek, but his name is Yanis Adetokounmpo. He got the athlete of the year. So the idea, Greece must just be going insane.
Yeah.
They must be, and they should, because it's very rare that, you know, Greece is not exactly a huge country. There's like 10 million people there. Very few great basketball players. Actually, that's not true. Greece had a great national basketball team.
I wouldn't think of, you know, people from Greece being.
That's because you're judging Greeks based on me, because I'm 5'8", and you think like, you know.
No.
But no, seriously, I have to say that as a Greek, I'm excited. What can I say?
Okay.
Anyway.
That's great. Congrats.
We want to also announce, since we're on, we're going to go off the air in a few minutes here. I want to make clear again that if you're not getting the weekly email, this is like all my relatives. I say to them, hey, you get my weekly email, right? Like, if you want to know what's going on in my life, where I'm speaking, what I'm doing, photographs of me with Chris Christopherson in the Hippo House of the Berlin Zoo, like all of that is on my weekly email.
There it is.
And you have to go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the newsletter. And, you know, you don't even have to read it, but there's all kinds of cool stuff there. Most of my relatives and close friends, they look at me, they go, nah, I don't know. I think maybe my wife gets that. I just say, please do that.
And also, don't forget tonight at 6 p.m., right? Nathan Finocchio.
Tonight at 6 p.m., TBN.
TBN.
I almost said ESPN. Tonight on TBN, 6 p.m., we have our weekly show on TBN. It is at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We have Nathan Finocchio, who's a pastor with Hillsong. He wrote a book on hearing from God. He's a wonderful guy, by the way. When I got to know him, I said, I just love this guy. You make instant friends.
You know right away he's from the West Coast. He's got a California vibe.
He looks like the West Coast. He looks like a handsome younger Bruce Vilanch.
That's right, yeah.
And
then Stedman Graham,
Who was Oprah's boyfriend for 10,000 years. He's on the program. He's got a book out on leadership. So that's kind of kooky.
The Dynamite Show tonight.
I don't want to forget also to say that our major sponsor on the program is MyPillow. So before we talk about Harry Truman, let me remind you folks, if you go to the MyPillow website, our sponsor is MyPillow, and we would love you to support them by using the code ERIC or Metaxas. If you do that, we get credit for it on this show. And so, you know, if you're watching some TV program and you're reminded, oh, yeah, I want to buy MyPillow. They got these sheets. They got that. They got the mattress topper, whatever. Our lives have been changed by the mattress topper. I'm relaxed right now just because of that mattress topper. All of that stuff's available, but you got to put in the code ERIC or Metaxas if you want to support the show.
Yes.
And we hope you'll do that.
Yes, please.
And is there anything we forgot to mention?
Oh, my goodness.
I think we forgot everything to mention everything.
Yeah. But, well, aren't you going to be doing something for Nat Geo in the next couple of weeks or something?
Well, we're not sure if it's with Nat Geo yet.
Okay.
Or if another one of the channels is going to bid higher.
But
I got to tell
Greece,
you.
Speaking of Greece, right?
Well, I'm going to be in Greece. I won't be there long, but we are filming a documentary on the tomb of Odysseus. Mm-hmm. It is just insane.
Yeah.
When this thing finally comes out, people are going to say, Eric, how did you get to tell this story? This is earth shattering.
Yeah.
It is actually, it's earth shattering, paradigm shifting stuff. For people in the academy, this is going to change everything, because you start realizing that the Mycenaean world is not, for many years, people thought that the whole world of Homer was a fiction,
right?
But much of it is based on fact. And the
you've been telling me this story for about 6 months.
Yeah. Basically, the only piece in the puzzle is there was a guy named Heinrich Schliemann in the 19th century who decided to prove that Homer was based on some historical fact. So he goes over. He proves that Troy exists. He proves that Mycenae exists. He goes to Orchomenos. He goes to Pylos. He goes to Knossos in Crete. I mean, he uncovers this Mycenaean world, which was basically from hundreds of years before classical Greece, like 700, 800, 900 years before what we call classical Greece, you know, the 5th century B.C.
Wow.
Many centuries before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he goes to Ithaca, yes, where Odysseus is supposed to be from, and he finds nothing. And then he goes back and again finds nothing. For basically 100 years, people were puzzled until a friend of mine figured out the puzzle based on the text of Homer. He knew he'd figured it out. You go half nuts. And then he proved it by, in the place where it should be, finding the largest Mycenaean tomb in Western Greece, finding a palace, all this stuff. So we're making a documentary. It's going to be a big deal. We're out of time. When we come back, we're talking about Harry Truman. Stick around.
The clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down. And still somehow, it's cloud delusions I recall. I really don't know.
The following is not an actor, but a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt. Credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Today we're going to talk about a famous haberdasher. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. His name was Harry S. Truman. And by the way, the S had no period after it because it was just an S. I'm here with the author of a book about Truman. He can corroborate all of these important facts, Dr. Craig Von Buzek. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're not just here to talk about the famous haberdasher named Harry Truman, but about his role in the rebirth of Israel. So the title of your new book is I Am Cyrus, Harry S. Truman and the Rebirth of Israel, the epic story of prophecy fulfilled. I would never really think of Harry Truman, you know, the haberdasher from Missouri, as somebody whom God raised up to fulfill one of the most important prophecies in human history.
Yes.
So what is it that led you to write about this?
Well, as you know, there's so much misinformation and actual anti-Semitic propaganda against Israel that's happening all over the world, and it's increasing. But the beginnings of this actually went way back to 1988. A friend of mine gave me a cassette tape, that's how far back it was, from Friends of Israel, and it told the story about Harry S. Truman and his Jewish business partner, the man Eddie Jacobson, who helped him start the haberdashery.
Thank you for bringing this back to haberdashery.
Exactly. I wanted to make sure we got that cleared up. And they were buddies in World War I. And after the war, they started this men's clothing store together. The first couple of years, it did great. But then there was a post-war recession, and they went bankrupt. Harry never declared bankruptcy because he always wanted to go into politics. And so he spent the next 15 years paying off that debt while he started moving up the political ladder. Eddie Jacobson, his Jewish business partner, stayed in the men's clothing industry, but they remained friends, almost like brothers, through the years. And all of a sudden, you find Harry S. Truman stepping into the vice presidency under FDR. And they were sworn in January, and in April, FDR died, making Harry Truman the president in the middle of World War II with all those major decisions. And one of the big ones was what to do about the 1.5 million survivors of the Holocaust and what to do about Palestine.
Now, I don't remember who was the vice president before Truman.
It was a... now you stumped me.
Right? Yeah. I always think, like, you know, I think of these names from the past, like Adlai Stevenson and, you know, Estes Kefauver, and I can never think of who was the – anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he actually stayed on under Truman in his cabinet, and I can't place his name, but he was a little too liberal for the time.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I'm surprised when I think that Truman did not become vice president until Roosevelt's last term. Is that right?
That is correct. The fourth term, unprecedented.
I mean, this is astounding. The fourth term. Right. Anybody listening, like some people are like, what? The fourth? Nobody ever had three terms, ever,
right,
until Roosevelt. He gets three terms and then a fourth term. It seems frightening. It seems like Robert Moses or one of these power-hungry people, you know, taking over the government. But so in his fourth term, why did he switch to Truman as vice president?
Well, FDR was dying, and everybody who was close to him knew he was dying.
Yeah.
No one in the public knew what was going on, but everybody could see He very rarely made appearances because it was so obvious when you saw him. His hand would shake. He looked very pale. He had heart disease. And so the party bosses in the Democratic Party knew, all the polls said that no other Democrat could win the presidency except FDR. And so they went to FDR, who didn't want to run, and they said, we need you to run because if not, we're going to lose the White House, to Dewey, Thomas Dewey, the governor of New York. And so what they did was they were looking for someone who could be president of the United States to sit in for the vice presidency. And the gentleman who was the vice president, they saw him as too liberal. Then they also saw him as being just a little odd. He was a little bit of an odd person. And so they looked around and looked at several different candidates, and it always kept coming back to Truman. And the reason that Truman had ascended to this place is that he had an oversight committee in the Senate to oversee war production, because there was all kind, you know, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned about. He warned about it, as we still see with the, you know, $10,000 toilet seats, that this is a constant problem. And so during the war, Truman actually saved the government millions of dollars and was on the cover of Time magazine because of that oversight. And that brought him to the attention of the party bosses. He was the perfect Missouri compromise. And so that's how he became the pick.
Did they call him the Missouri Compromise?
They did, actually.
That's
yeah.
funny. Okay, now the title of your book is I Am Cyrus, and I was sure Trump was Cyrus. So when we're talking about I Am Cyrus and the role of President Truman in the rebirth of Israel, so let's talk about that. In other words, what was it about him that was so significant in the rebirth of Israel?
Well, as I said, he was in the position to have to make the decision. And the U.S. Army had polled all of the displaced Jews who were still in the concentration camps. They couldn't go home, and they didn't want to stay in Europe. And 90-plus percent wanted to go to Palestine. They saw that as their homeland, and they saw it. They said, you know, we've had enough. After 6 million of our brothers and sisters have been killed, we've had enough of this diaspora. It's time to go home.
It's extraordinary, really, to think what it might have been like to return to what?
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's amazing about it, and what I show in the book, is that, you know, God had been putting this whole thing in motion since the 1880s. When Tsar Alexander was assassinated, that was the beginning of the Zionist movement, because there was one Jew who was part of the assassins. And so the government came down hard on the Jews with pogroms, and they said, you know, we need to go back to our homeland. And so little by little, they started moving into, you know, what they called Eretz Israel, what the Romans called Palestine, named after the Philistines, just to kind of rub the Jewish noses in that. And so they started going back, and, you know, the Turks had overseen the area as part of the Ottoman Empire for almost 400 years at that point, and they had just let it go to a desert and a wasteland.
We have to circle back here, because the point you made, I've heard this, but it's an important point, that the word Palestine was a Roman word used to stick it to the Jews.
Exactly.
That Palestine was like Philistine, these are your enemies.
Exactly.
And so today, when people talk about being Palestinians, there is, in fact, no such thing, really, as Palestinians, ethnically speaking.
That is absolutely correct.
That these are simply Arabs.
Exactly. The Philistines of the Old Testament, they had all died out or moved to different parts of the world. And so these are ethnic Arabs that moved into that part of the world, which was a province, like a state, of the Ottoman Empire that they called Palestine. And that is what the English, the British, promised to the Jews during World War I. They said, if we beat the Turks in the Balfour Declaration, they said, we will give you back your homeland in Palestine. And they originally were going to give them all of Palestine, which is about the size of Pennsylvania. But then it got whittled down to the western part of Palestine, which is the size of New Jersey. Huh. And then that got whittled down in half, which is what they actually got from the UN in 1947.
Right. But it's just interesting to think that the way terms come up. I mean, that Palestine was invented to stick it to the Jews. That term Palestine is fundamentally anti-Semitic.
That's correct.
And the idea that people have the mantle of, you know, we're Palestinians, and you think, well, it just means you're Arabs who live in this neck of the woods, and you don't have a great history there in particular.
Right, right. They were under the Ottoman Empire. There was no Palestine ever.
Yeah, it's just important to say, whatever side of that issue one is on, it's important just to get the facts straight. Okay, so the Balfour Declaration, they make good on it, essentially. But the repatriation of the Jews to that part of the world, when did that begin?
Well, it was a slow trickle that started in the 1880s. This would have been, you know, Petah Tikva and Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv was just sand dunes at the time, but people... several families moved in. They had a lottery with seashells to determine who got what land, and that was the beginning of Tel Aviv. And then slowly it started to build momentum. And so then when by the time of World War II, all these people wanted to go back. And at this time it was about probably three-quarter Palestinian Arabs and one-quarter Palestinian Jews. And I say that on purpose because when I was in Israel a few years ago, our guide showed us his license, and it said Palestinian on it because he was born before the nation was born. So he was a Palestinian Jew as opposed to a Palestinian Arab.
Right. Hang on a second. Yeah. We're going to have to go to a break. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Dr. Craig von Busek. The book is I Am Cyrus, Harry S. Truman and the Rebirth of Israel.
Be sure to get your ticket.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tropical Storm Barry maintaining its strength as it moves toward Louisiana, where it threatens to bring heavy rains and flooding. The storm's maximum sustained winds remain near 65 miles per hour. The Hurricane Center says additional strengthening is expected. The storm forecast to be a hurricane when it reaches the coast. President Trump is in Milwaukee, pushing his new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. In a surprise announcement this morning, Labor Secretary Alex Acosta said he is resigning following renewed scrutiny of his handling of a 2008 secret plea deal with wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. And the Trump administration moving forward with a nationwide immigration enforcement operation targeting migrant families. That operation could happen as soon as this weekend. It would pursue people with final deportation orders. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends even if they don't listen to this program. If you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows only available at MyPillow.com or if you call 800-978-3057. You have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the two-pack lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
Hey there, folks. We're talking about Israel and Harry Truman and the rebirth of Israel in the 40s with the author of a new book titled I Am Cyrus. The author is Craig Von Busick. Now, Craig, before we go further, you are the editor for inspiration.org. You have worked with CBN. That's how I got to know you, with ChristianPost.com, Charisma Magazine, and you've written many books. Now, this book on Israel, it seems particularly timely because Israel is in the news, usually in the news, but right now is in the news. We have the Gaza Heights. Just we have this president, whom some think of as a Cyrus, saying that, you know, Gaza is officially belonging to Israel. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. A lot of bold stuff happening kind of in this prophetic world. And obviously what you write about in this book is the linchpin. None of this would be happening if it weren't for Truman. So what was it about Truman, first of all, that was so important? What did he do that made the rebirth of Israel possible? Because when you describe the Balfour Declaration, in other words, wasn't this a fait accompli? What was needing to happen that wouldn't have happened without Truman?
No, actually, the British almost broke their promise with the Balfour Declaration. And there's still a lot of lingering anti-British feeling among Jews around the world because of how they treated the Jews during World War II. They created the White Paper, which severely limited Jewish immigration into Palestine at the height of Nazi Holocaust. And then after the war, everybody thought that they were going to open the doors and let the Jews in, the survivors of the Holocaust and Jews from other parts of the world, and they didn't. And the reason was that the British and the United States were concerned about World War III against the Soviet Union. And so they were cozying up to the Arabs because they wanted Arab oil in case they needed to fight this war. And so the British decided, we're going to be pro-Arab and we're going to limit the Jews. And they almost completely shut off. They wanted to completely shut off immigration of the Jews and basically give Palestine to the Arabs after having made the Balfour Declaration. And this is where Harry Truman stepped in. He said, wait a second, you promised the Jews this. You also know that it's the right thing to do after what happened with the Holocaust. And beyond that, it's not your land. Yes, you did win it from the Turks and so forth, but you promised this to the Jews. And so the British threw up their hands and said, fine, send it to the brand new United Nations, thinking that no problem, the United Nations will make us continue with our mandate and we'll be in charge, and we'll have a nice stepping stone for our empire to India, you know, between Britain and India with the Sinai right there and all of that. But it backfired on them. It went to the United Nations, and Harry Truman, this is where he stepped up, and he told his people, do what needs to happen to make this happen for the Jews. And that's what happened in November of 1947 when the United Nations voted that Israel once again would become a nation. And that's why Rabbi Herzog, who was the chief rabbi in Israel a year after 1948 when Israel became a nation, he visited Truman in the White House, and he's the one who said, you are a modern-day Cyrus.
It's an extraordinary story because I think, again, with history, a lot of times we forget where things were. We forget, first of all, the power that Great Britain had. I mean, very recently, 1947, the idea of thinking of what is, today Israel or Palestine as a stepping stone to their great colony, India, and which, of course, they lost very shortly
exactly
thereafter, and the whole empire seemed to fall apart. And I guess I wonder, because I believe that, whoever blesses the Jews, God will bless.
Yes.
You wonder if this really... I would say this black mark in the book of England during this time counted against them in a way that
Winston
somehow...
Churchill warned them. Winston Churchill had been raised by Jews, which is an amazing thing that I discovered
didn't know
in
that.
This.
Yeah.
His father was friends with a lot of these wealthy and powerful Jews in England at the time, because England had opened the doors for the Jews to come in, and many of them were assimilated. Disraeli was the prime minister, under Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Churchill's father died when Churchill was at a very young age, Winston Churchill was. And all of these Jewish businessmen and bankers gathered around the elder Churchill's bed and said, listen, we will make sure that your son is taken care of. And they kept that promise. And so Winston Churchill was very pro-Jewish. And he knew the Bible. He was a believer in the Bible, as was Harry Truman. And they both believed in prophecy, in Old Testament prophecy. And Winston Churchill said, listen, God blesses those who bless Israel, and he curses those who curse Israel. And that's not just individuals, that's nations. And they didn't listen to him.
But I'm astounded that Winston Churchill believed that.
Yes.
And that he said that. And I'm also astounded that a Democratic president in the middle of the 20th century believed in Bible prophecy and believed along these lines. That's pretty big news, because I think once you get past Truman, the Democratic Party has not been especially famous for its advocacy of Israel or the Jews.
Yeah, that quote was made by Clark Clifford. You probably remember he was a great advisor to several presidents.
Yeah.
And Clifford was one of Truman's chief advisors, and he actually said Truman would quote scripture. Now, Truman had read through the Bible all the way through about five or six times. His mom called them Lightfoot Baptists. They're Baptists who like to dance.
I love it.
And so Truman knew his Bible, but he also knew history.
Hang on for a moment. We're going to be right back, folks, going to a break, talking to Dr. Craig von Busek. The book is I Am Cyrus. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured, and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, I could talk about it all day long, but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. I'm feeling really flattered right now. Ever since our family business became the industry leader with the world's most comfortable sheets, we've seen tons of imitators coming out of the woodwork. They make similar promises, even repeat words from our ads. But they can't match the quality of Bull & Branch cotton, and they'll never compete with the comfort you can only get on our signature soft sheets. Because they start out soft and get softer and softer over time. These are $1,000 sheets for a couple hundred bucks, loved by hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents. Plus, you'll get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Bull & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. Bullandbranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long.
Hey there, folks. Talking about Harry Truman, the new book is called I Am Cyrus, Harry S. Truman and the Rebirth of Israel, Craig von Busek, the author. So this is kind of a big deal. We're talking about England reneging on its promise and Harry Truman from Missouri going to bat for Israel because he believes it's the right thing to do. Now, we also need to be clear, there's a great tradition of anti-Semitism in England. I mean, you can think whether you want to talk about T.S. Eliot or whoever. It's just an interesting thing. We sort of forget that it was there, basically. So do you think that God blessed America because of Harry Truman?
I do. I do believe that's true. And this title of this book came from a moment right here in New York City. I had mentioned earlier that the chief rabbi had said to Truman, "You are a modern-day Cyrus." Truman got up from his desk and came around in the Oval Office, got right in the rabbi's face and said, "Do you really believe that?" He said, "Yes, you were born for this purpose." And so after Truman left the White House, he was invited to speak right here in New York City at the Jewish Seminary, and he was introduced by his Jewish business partner and best friend, Eddie Jacobson. And Eddie Jacobson said, "I'd like to introduce President Truman, who helped in the rebirth of Israel." Everybody clapped, and Truman stood up and waited for the clapping to subside and then turned to Eddie. He said, "What do you mean helped?" He said, "I am Cyrus. I am Cyrus." And so Truman really understood. He grasped that. He understood the importance of it. Later, David Ben-Gurion said that he saw Truman again here in New York, and they met and they talked about this. And Ben-Gurion, again, on behalf of the people of Israel, thanked him. And Harry started to cry, actually was weeping with tears. And David Ben-Gurion said, "I've never seen anything like it." And so they had to hold Harry back until they wiped his tears so that the press wouldn't be like, what's going on? But even then, they saw his eyes were red, and one of the reporters said to Ben-Gurion, "What did you say to him? Why did he react like that?" And so it meant very much to Harry Truman, and I believe that God honors his word, and that's what his word says. And actually, it's one of the reasons that I wrote the book at this moment, with an obvious increase in anti-Semitism here in America and around the world, and also an anti-Israel bias that is so ridiculous. You know, one of the things that I tell people who say that Israel stole that land, I said, first of all, they were there 3,000 years ago. What other nations are that old? Egypt, India, China, not many others, right? So that's one. The archaeology is, you can't even argue with the archaeology. But the other thing is, as I say, how many Arab nations are there in the world? 22. How many Muslim nations are there in the world? 50. How many Jewish nations are there? One. The size of New Jersey, and they want to take that away. It's just, when you really boil it down and understand the history, then it becomes pretty obvious that this is their land promised to them by God. And if we will support them, I believe God will bless us individually and as a nation.
It is really quite extraordinary when you think of the existence of Israel. I mean, so many people have talked about this, but it's a wild idea that after so many thousands of years that this people ought still to exist. You kind of think, what happened to the Amalekites and the Hittites
and the Philistines
and the Amorites and the Philistines and on and on and on and on, you know, scattered to the winds of history.
Right.
But the Jews remained Jews and then finally come back to their homeland. So
that's what Sid Roth said when he endorsed the book. He said, the Jews coming back to their homeland in fulfillment of prophecy is one of the best examples and evidences that God is real.
I would say so. And I can't remember who said it famously. Somebody said it. Maybe it was Disraeli or somebody like that who said that the greatest argument for God is Israel or the Jews.
Exactly.
Well, and it is interesting that when you look at America, America was extraordinarily blessed in the post-war years. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily because of what Truman did, but it sort of fits the pattern. I mean, you can't think of a bigger boom economically, demographically, than what we had in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And it wasn't really until the 70s that we began to totter. But it is just, it is absolutely extraordinary. Now, you said that there was a vote in the U.S., in the U.N., and that Truman was a key figure in that. Now, he just represents one nation. How is it that he was able to get others to go along with him?
American influence. This is post-World War II. As you said, America was the great nation at that time. It was right in the center, at the high point of the American century. And so there were nations around the world, as there are still to this day, who looked to the United States for leadership, but also looked to the United States for aid. And so there were nations like the Philippines and a couple other Latin American countries who were going to vote against the rebirth of Israel.
Right.
And Truman told his people, you talk to anybody that we have influence over, I want this vote to go for the Jews. And it happened. And those who had come out publicly and said they were not going to vote for Israel, they changed their vote.
We've just got about a minute left. Why do you think Trump has been so really dramatically pro-Israel?
Boy, it's a mystery, but I'm glad. He's been, and the people in Israel will say this, he's been the biggest supporter since Harry S. Truman. And so I hope it continues.
Look, it's astounding. His son-in-law, of course, Jared Kushner, is Jewish. His beloved daughter, Ivanka, converted to Judaism, and his grandkids are Jewish. It really is a funny thing. I also think sometimes growing up in New York, especially Queens, as I did, you feel like you're ethnically Jewish because you're,
right.
You're surrounded by Jews and you sort of feel like you have the same worldview or the same culture or something
right.
like that. But we have never seen anyone do anything like this. And to do what he did by moving the embassy to Jerusalem, do we remember, whatever it was a year ago, people went on and on, it's going to be the end of the world if you do this. Nothing happened.
Nothing burger.
Nothing happened. Well, Craig von Buzek, congratulations
on
a really tremendously important story and book. I Am Cyrus, Harry S. Truman and the Rebirth of Israel, the epic story of prophecy fulfilled. Again, congratulations. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Eric. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you.
Guess I'll start it all again.
Will you fight for freedom? I'm Eric Metaxas. Every day, Americans are finding their freedoms under attack. Big governments are forcing business owners to violate their consciences. Leftist universities are punishing and silencing conservative students and professors, and so much more. There's no doubt that freedom in America is under serious attack. But thankfully, my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are on the front lines. They've been fighting for your freedom for 25 years. Now, if attacks on freedom can happen to these everyday Americans, some of whom I know personally, trust me, they can and will happen to you, your business, me, my business, our kids. It's happening. And folks, this is why right now I'm partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom and why I'm asking for your help. To give a gift right now or to find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom, please go to yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org. Join the fight for freedom right now. Go to yourfreedomfund.org.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is speaking in Milwaukee to promote congressional approval of the USMCA trade agreement, which he is connecting to the success of the American workers.
We're here today to celebrate the triumphant return of American manufacturing. You know what they said? It was going to be gone, but it's not gone. It's really thriving, and it's starting to build up at a level that nobody thought was possible. Everything we're doing to keep the assembly lines rolling full speed ahead, that's being done, and we're doing it right.
The president's two stops include a fundraiser and a visit to a subsidiary of aviation giant Lockheed Martin that provides parts, logistics, and repair services to fixed-wing aircraft. Tropical Storm Barry inching closer to the Louisiana coastline, the downpours could prove to be a severe test to improvements made to New Orleans flood defenses since the city was devastated by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. This is SRN News.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Yeah, maybe to an astral plane, Alvin.
Maybe.
Dreamweaver, Trailweaver. On the jukeboxes, it always said Dreamweaver, parentheses, Trailweaver, just to be clear.
Why?
Because people didn't know if the title was Dreamweaver or Trailweaver.
Get it
maybe,
straight, kids.
Maybe take you to an astral plane, man. Oh. Hey, speaking of Dreamweaver, MyPillow.com. You want to dream? You want to sleep? Perchance to dream? There's the rub. If you want to sleep, you pretty much need a decent pillow. We recommend,
we
are medical professionals, and we recommend
sometimes
MyPillow.com. If you do not use the code Eric or Metaxas, we all lose. A win-win, you use the code Eric or Metaxas, and we get credit on this program. Now, the reason I harp on that is because MyPillow, they're sponsors of this program. So if you want to support this program in any way, when you order MyPillow, use the code Eric or Metaxas, you really do get a huge discount on everything. I mean, they've got sheets. They've got, like,
The mattress topper. Now, I know you and your wife have the mattress topper.
That's private.
Well, I'm sharing with you.
How
my
dare
wife
you?
And
no, you know
yeah,
what?
But I'm
the
sharing
mattress
here. It's
topper
a sharing. Time
is
sharing.
Actually, yeah. You know when people say, oh, it changed my life? I could almost say that about the mattress topper.
Oh, it's great.
I don't know what the heck. Sleep technology, I understand nothing. But I want to say it is really dreamy.
Mm.
And so if you get the mattress topper or the Giza sheets, holy cow,
yeah,
the Giza sheets.
We have those too, yep. Unbelievable.
They're so comfortable that you have to be careful. Make sure you have a good alarm clock because this stuff is so comfortable, these pillows,
yep,
that you may never wake up.
Well, Eric or Metaxas, that's the code. That
Eric
opens the
and
door.
And if you tell your friends, whatever, mm-hmm, that's the code if you want to support the program. We want to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to mention three other things. The newsletter. We sent out a weekly newsletter. Go to ericmetaxas.com. It's simply my name, and it says sign up for the newsletter. Why am I pushing this? There's no advertising on this newsletter. I'm just saying it because it's a way we can communicate with you once a week. We send out links to every one of the shows. We send out links to the YouTube videos. It's all there. People say, when are you on? How can I get the show? If you just go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up, every Friday you'll get an email that has all the information. And you're going to say, holy cow, I was busy Tuesday. I didn't realize he had on President Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. And you could hear me have a conversation with Richard Nixon. So I just want to say
maybe
that you need to go to ericmetaxas.com. And also, speaking of YouTube, those of you who can, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got over 10,000
yeah,
subscribers. There's no reason we shouldn't have 100,000. So, folks, if you're not subscribed,
sign up twice.
Please do sign up your friends. I mean, I think it's a great thing. And we want to remind you, of course, that every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern time,
yes,
every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, we, the Eric Metaxas Radio Show, are on TV on the TBN Radio Network. I got somebody on the street the other day in New York City said, "Are you Eric Metaxas? I love you on TBN." I thought, this is in New York City.
Yeah.
Holy cow, the reach of TBN is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you go to TBN, you can watch all the previous programs. They're all there on the website, and we've had a lot of great stuff. So I think we're out of time. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please do go to ericmetaxas.com. Follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, and we'll catch you next time.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.